Planning in the Pub, a short play by Bob Willerton, featuring the voices of Bob Willerton, Phil Johnson, Ian Harley, and Paul Taylor.
Tell me again, why are we spending our Thursday evening in the Pumps?
It's a nice pub, good beer, and decent company.
True, but it means a taxi home if we can't bum a lift, and we are missing the Miners' weekly quiz.
You think you enjoyed it that much? You mostly leave it to me.
Because you bring a pen, grab the sheet, and keep shushing me.
Well, we win a few.
Well, we did until recently.
Yeah, notice that.
Well, I think he got a tad annoyed with you challenging his answers.
He should be more careful with his questions.
To be fair, he was surprised that you'd memorised all the US state capitals. Actually, so was I.
Everyone knows Wisconsin is Madison.
Well, the questions are a bit different now. Lots of football, because he knows you like rugby, and rap music.
That is not general knowledge. Anyway, we're here now.
So nice to be with the others. Ivan and Geordie want us to discuss their radio programme plan. Look, they're over there. And they've grabbed a round table.
Who's that with Ivan?
Oh, Ken, you've met him.
The Forky, with no visible sense of humour. Hi, lads.
Hail, stout yeoman. Come join us for a nourishing flagon and I will banter.
Great to see you, lads. Geordie couldn't make it. Now, what can I get you?
Well, landlord, please.
Now, they do some unusual old drinks here. Well, I think I'll try a Dubonnet and lemonade.
That'll put lead in your pencil.
Yeah, and maybe take another notch out of your masculinity.
Oh, lads, I've forgotten me wallet. So embarrassing.
Never mind. Come on, I'll get them in.
That Ivan. He'd forget his head if it wasn't screwed on. He forgot his purse last week when we needed car park money.
Yeah, maybe that old adage, a Yorkshireman is a Scotsman stripped of his natural generosity, really applies.
Right, lads. What I wanted to talk about was setting up a regular magazine programme to discuss local issues and stories. You guys would be the main contributors.
We're doing what?
We'll sit around a table like this, discussing and chatting and linking into your specialist areas.
Oh, so I'm...
Local history, canals and nature.
Magic, serendipity.
Me?
Music, specifically local songs and singers.
Hey, you can play your guitar.
I can't play the guitar.
There's always one in the back seat of your car.
I'll keep that, just in case I run into a local singer who's forgotten his.
Yeah, interesting concept. I thought about keeping an easel, paints and canvas in the car, in case I came across a portrait artist who was down on his luck.
I could keep tools in my car.
You already do, we all do.
No, I mean hammers, chisels, trowels, and in case we need to do any building repairs.
Well, Ivan, is this the level of debate you're looking for?
It's great, unusual, different, off the wall. I could bring decorating equipment.
I thought about that, but the ladder is a problem.
Would be, in a Fiat Uno. Anyway, Ivan, what's my role?
You're the colour. Jokes, maybe.
It doesn't mean blue.
So that's the gig. We all come up with ideas, topics, tunes, and just sit around and chat about things. I'll record it and then edit bits in and out. Regular weekly show. Ivan's Grandad Gang.
Inspiring.
Folksy.
Unbelievable.
If we get into a groove, I thought we might develop a little regular mini play.
A local soap opera.
Groovy. I could find intro music.
I can see a limitation or two.
What particularly?
No women in our group. The soaps usually require both genders.
We could draft a couple in. That Carol from Spring Street.
She's a bit in your face.
And her mother?
Evelyn. Now she is a piece of work.
Yeah, she stole my pen. Doing bingo in the club and I ended out with an Argos stub. And she had my nice Parka.
My well-noise CD went missing when she sat with us.
Now you mention it, I lent her some cash and never got it back.
You had cash on you?
Yes, 2 shiny 50 pence pieces, because the jackpot was about to fall.
Caroline will keep her in check.
Well, it all sounds solid. So what sort of jokes can I tell?
Short, sharp ones are the best.
Hey, did you hear about the punk rocker doing a remake of Frank Highfield's greatest hits?
No.
It's called I Remember You, You Bleeder.
You can't say bleeder. It's a daytime show.
I know. Well, I edited it. It should have been I Remember You, You Bastard.
Okay. Let's lay down some guidelines.
No swearing, no sex.
No religion, no politics.
No disability. No sick jokes.
Helpful. One strategy is to sort of encompass all limitations in one gag to minimise the discomfort. Did you hear about the one-armed black communist lesbian who went into a pub?
Oh, that headache's back.
I'll get around him. Did they do Mogadon for him?